This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Oregon Country Fair, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, featuring music, food, and crafts in Vineta, Oregon. Admission and parking tickets are available only at Tickets West, as absolutely no tickets will be sold at the fair site. For directions and information on how to take Amtrak to this drug and alcohol free event, the number is 1-800-992-8499 or OregonCountryFair.org. Thanks for listening. My name's Jeff Rosenberg. Welcome to the Song Circle, and here's Kristen Hirsch.
Trouble, oh, trouble set me free. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away, and there's nothing much left of me. So won't you be fair?
Down, but I comes around now. They know what it can do. They know what it can do. I live on old St. Helens. Don't think that I don't know. I live on old St. Helens. And it's about to blow.
Reputation, but that's a different situation. He'll just walk off and leave her to do the best she can. While he looks for an angel to wear his wedding band.
Cherokee maiden and me.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. To a backward old town that I often remember, so many times that my memories are worn. And sometimes we'd travel on down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adrian's Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. The coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They stripped all the timber and tortured the land. They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken and rode it all down to the progress of man. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away.
Thriving town, a treasure trove that makes the world go round. When the city barons bring their legal papers and guns, oh darling, don't be afraid to run. When we came to settle here, we came to stay. Maybe raise a earn a decent wage. Now every public servant reeks of suspicion. So darling, don't be afraid to run. Other running still until we reach precious liaison. Oh, darling, don't be afraid to run.
That's the song that leads off the new solo album by Greg Graffin of Bad Religion. It's out now on the Anti-Label, the label started by his band Bad Religion bandmate Brett Gurewitz, who produces this album, and he's backed by a band called The Weaker Thans on it. And it's a mixture of sort of rootsy originals like that one called Don't Be Afraid to Run, and even rootsier versions of traditional songs such as Little Sadie and Omi Wise, done some with Jolie Holland on backing vocals. And it's a nice album that I just cracked open this morning for the first time to see if I could find anything to play for you. There you have it, Greg Graffin. And before that, a really nice album, folks, this two-CD collection called Personal File that just came out by Johnny Cash. And it literally is from a file of personal recordings that he did in his home studio, just him and a guitar, often speaking to, you know, no one in particular about the songs and what they mean to him. Recordings he just did for his own satisfaction, but saved in a room where he kept a bunch of you know, his most prized possessions, and they found him after his death. In a way, it's like he's speaking to us that he knew would be listening one day. It's kind of like, I don't know, almost like Walt Whitman in Song to Myself, if I can get a little pretentious for a moment, but really moving. The second CD is all gospel-y stuff, so if you're a Jesus phobe, you might, you know, prefer the first disc, but it's a bunch of really nice stuff. Johnny Cash, Personal File. Before that, another nice new album in a country vein. Yeah, I guess a bit of a hayseed first set today on the Song Circle. And I should mention that this is the Song Circle. My name's Jeff Rosenberg, and you're listening to KBOO Community Radio in Portland. Willie Nelson before Johnny Cash with Cherokee Maiden, a song by Cindy Walker from his new album You Don't Know Me, The Songs of Cindy Walker, a great tribute album to a great country songwriter who passed away the week it came out, if that's some poetry for you. Dolly Parton before that, classic song, Just Because I'm a Woman. Played that off of the Essential Dolly Parton collection, but it's on several of her older hits collections. Jim and Jenny in the Pine Tops before that with Mount St. Helens from the Rivers Roll On By album. And before that, a couple of female country trios, one definitely more famous than the other. The Waylon Jennies played Things That You Know from their brand new second album, Firecracker. And before that, the Dixie Chicks with Taking the Long Way, which is, or actually that song's called The Long Way Around. It's the quasi-title song from Taking the Long Way, their follow-up to Home, their album. And the first album in the aftermath of that ridiculous controversy that they had to go through during the first jingoistic days of the Iraq War. And we started that set off with Trouble, this Cat Stevens song as done by Kristen Hirsch on her album Sunny Border Blue. And good news for Portland's music scene is that Kristen Hirsch has moved to our fair Rose City. So if you happen to be listening to your community radio station out there, Kristen, welcome to town. Great to know that you're here. And she'll be playing at the lovely Mississippi Studios on July the 11th. That brings us up to date. It's about 12:33 or 34 here on the Song Circle, and we're going to carry on still in a rather rootsy vein with a quick song from Ramblin' Jack Elliott from his new album, also on the Anti label, and he's accompanied on this one by the unmistakable tones of Ms. Lucinda Williams here from the new album I Stand Alone, which also features guest appearances from Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Corin Tucker from Slater Kinney, if you can believe that. I mean, formerly of Slater Kinney, if you haven't heard yet, those gals are parting ways, at least on an indefinite hiatus, they said. And we'll hear from them later in the show. Oh, I should also mention that at the top of the hour, we'll have live music here from Casey Neal and Little Sue, both of whom are playing tonight at the Doug Fir around the corner from KBOO. Meanwhile, here's Ramblin' Jack and Ms. Lucinda on the Song Circle. You get the number here for your questions, comments, and requests, 503-231-8187. Thanks for listening.
Oh, careless darling, how carelessly you broke the vows and you made to me. With all my heart, I believe in you. But careless, darling, you was untrue. Now if tomorrow them bygone years, them old memories should bring you tears, think of our parting that luckless day.
Here, no one sees me except you.
unmistakable sound of the Fisherman's Blues era Waterboys, and delighted to have the 2-CD reissue of Fisherman's Blues here in the studio today. I just picked it up up in Vancouver, BC over the weekend, and boy, is it great. It's only available on a British import right now, but hopefully it'll come out domestically as well, and it's got a whole disc of unreleased songs from those sessions for one of my favorite all-time albums, Fisherman's Blues by the Waterboys, that the Dylanophiles out there will have recognized as a rare Dylan song, Nobody Except You, from the Planet Waves era, but it was not on that album. And lovely version from the new collector's edition of Fisherman's Blues by the Waterboys. Before that, as I had mentioned, Lucinda Williams singing with Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Careless Darling, from the new I Stand Alone album. And we're going to carry on now with a real interesting song from the new, real interesting Paul Simon album called Surprise. The surprise of the title probably being that he's recording with Brian Eno, of all people, trying to open his music in a new direction without raiding the music of a foreign culture this time. And the other surprise is that he's photographed without a hat in the promo pictures for the album, so you get to see Paul's bald pate without a baseball cap for the first time in memory, but at least since the early 70s. And so we're going to hear a song that is called Wartime Prayers, and to me it harkens back to some of the real political / personal material on the first Paul Simon solo record, which we'll hear from after that. So hear from the album Surprise is the song Wartime Prayers. You're listening to The Song Circle, and Casey Neal is in the house, and if that's Little Sue with him, then she sure has changed, but it looks more like Hans Araki. So stay tuned for that. We'll be hearing from them at the top of the hour.
Times of peace are silent conversations, appeals for love or love's release, and private invocations. But all that is changed now. A memory from the day before the fires, people hungry for the voice of God. Hear lunatics and liars. Wartime prayers, wartime prayers. With the holy, if you're just a halfway decent man, but I don't pretend that I'm a mastermind with a genius more than planned. I'm trying to tap in to some wisdom, even a little drop will do. I want to rid my heart of envy, cleanse my soul of rage before I. But everybody knows all about hard times. The thing is, what are you gonna do? Will you cry?
that we can bear. We wrap ourselves in prayer.
This is the faith from which we start. Men shall no commonwealth again from bitter searching of the heart. We love the easy and the smart, but now with keener hand and brain, we rise to play a greater part. The lesser loyalties depart, and neither race nor creed remain from bitter searching of the heart. Not steering by the venal chart that tricked the mass for private gain, we rise to play a greater part. Reshaping narrow law and art, whose symbols are the millions slain, from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part.
Searching of the heart, we rest.
And on the Song Circle, you're listening to KBOO Community Radio here in beautiful Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. You may all be also be listening at K220HR in White Salmon, Washington at 91.9 FM, or K264AA Corvallis at 100.7 FM. Or perhaps you're joining us via the World Wide Web at www.kboo.fm. However you're tuning in this Thursday afternoon, thanks for listening. My name is Jeff Rosenberg. I'm here with the Song Circle on the last Thursday of every month at noon. And as is sometimes the case, joining me at 1 is some live music. I had promised y'all Casey Neal and Little Sue, but I'm delivering Casey Neal and Hans Araki, and there's a money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. So let's see. Before Tim Easton, we heard Leonard Cohen from his most recent album, Dear Heather, with Villanelle for Our Time. Lyric, actually, a poem written by the Canadian poet Frank Scott and set to music by L. Leonardo. And Paul Simon before that, Peace Like a River from the Paul Simon album, Wartime Prayers from the new Surprise album. And as I mentioned, we are joined by Casey and Hans. And good morning, gentlemen. Let's see where which mics you're on. Say something.
Good morning. This afternoon.
Oh, well, not yet. Hold on. Oh, wait. Yeah, try again.
And are we there?
Oh, there you are. I knew we'd find you eventually.
Check 1, 2.
Hello, Cleveland. And Hans?
Yes.
Are you talking?
Good afternoon.
Yeah,
hello.
There you are. I hear you. Welcome, guys. Playing
Thanks.
A big show tonight.
That's correct.
Returning to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
The scene of the Chimera.
Yeah.
Which, if people out there are completely mystified by what we're talking about, you fellas were part of a big show there on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we did a tribute to the Pogues there with a number of luminaries around the Portland music scene, and had a good old time, and hope to do it again sometime down the line.
For those that don't know, how would you describe the Pogues? How would you identify them? I'm just curious.
Well, it's sort of it's an Irish punk rock band.
And that about sums it up.
Yeah, playing Clancy style pub music with Clash style attitude.
Well, since we've gone ahead and gotten on the subject, would it be too much to throw out a request at you that you play a Pogue song? Is that you have one at the ready, possibly? Or
well,
I know you weren't planning on it. I thought I'd just dare you to whip one out. But
how about if we just play something that's extraordinarily Pogues influenced?
How about it?
Okay.
All right, do it.
This was written after immersing ourselves in their music for a long time and for those months before that show, and then we recorded it with the band that played that show. So
very cool.
Anyway, this is called The Holy Land, and it's about rat fighting in New York in the early 1900s.
And that somehow fits in with the name of your current band, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Because Casey has christened his band the Norway Rats after the beloved breed of rodent that inhabits Manhattan.
Rattus Norvegicus.
So here's Casey Neal and Hans Araki on the Song Circle live in the KBOO studios.
Brother, if you were weary and worn, there's a light in the window for thee. Down on the docks where the Battery roughs and Magdalene's daughters roam easy and free. At the Sportsman's Hall, 273 water, Kit Burns is the man with a still in the pit. And he'll take your hard scratch for the odds on a match in a house full of vice, filth, and spit. And the night lights shine on the wall. Street bricks, and we danced hand in hand on the East River Strand, and the whiskey flowed like the Tigris through the Holy Land. Come flying out of the gate, 100 if there's one. The dogs are dropped into the roar and the din of the crowd who like killing for fun. And they swarm and they gnash and make a good play, but the terriers win in the end. And the winner kisses the bloody snout of the hound. He's surely man's best friend. And the night lights shine on the water street bricks. And we danced hand in hand on the East River Strand. And the whiskey flowed like the Tigris through the Holy Land. The good are always the merry, so at John Allen's dance house next door, where the sailors, they rest on a woman's breast with broken hearts as they cleave to the shore. The music would play and the people would sway and they'd feel it in the deep heart core. Still the priests and the papers all called him a lecher and the wickedest man in New York. And petitions to the throne of grace, But a man who lives pious and waits for messiahs is all that much more of a waste. For this former world is the only world with its crying, its joy, and its death. And I'll wipe my own tears and live for the flesh, all lousy with drink on my breath. And the night lights shine on the water street bricks. And we danced hand in hand on the East River Strand. And the whiskey flowed like the Tigris through the Holy Land. And the whiskey flowed like the Tigris through the Holy Land. And the whiskey flowed like the Tigris through the Holy Land.
Casey Neal live on the Song Circle with Hans Araki on. Is that a penny whistle?
It is.
All right. Good guess, Jeff. Casey brought in a copy of his new CD, which has been anticipated for several years now.
Yes. In the course of making it, I've had two other CDs come out.
It's amazing. Amazing career move.
Yeah. It's actually never going to come out. I'm just going to keep talking about it.
Well, then it'll
releasing
be one
other
of those,
things.
It'll be one of those legendary unreleased albums. That's your plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Prince's Black album.
Exactly.
And also kind of not like Prince's Black.
Right. At all. But since we have it all queued up here, and since it's never going to be released, should we hear a tune from it? And
sure.
Which tune would you...
Track 2. Right. So We Are the City.
Oh boy, this is a rock and roll explosion. So you're back in Portland.
Yep.
Like full time, foreseeable future kind of thing now.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Yeah. After decamping to New York for a couple of years and getting a band name and a handful of songs out of it, right?
Yeah.
Including this one, and it's from the Casey Neal album, Brooklyn Bridge, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Which will be out promptly in 2011.
All right. Yeah, you just want to wait until after the Bush regime is over. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Song Circle, Casey Neal, We Are the City.
Selling incense on the corner, the sweet smell fills the air. Krishna punks are dancing and ringing the bells down on Tompkins Square. The beautiful and the broken, the ramshackle and the rakehell. I'm drinking down on 11th and A with all my favorite wastrels. We are the city. We are its calls and its meat. We are the city. And you see us tramp the streets. We are the city. Steam rises from the iron grates. Smoke, it fills my lungs. You can hear the sounds of all.
Listen to the Song Circle, and Casey Neal, you want to tell them what they just heard?
That is a song called Low Ground that I wrote, but performed by the Irish band Solace on their latest record, Reunion, which is
All
a live
right.
album.
Not bad. We'll make a DJ out of you yet. there's a new Solace album that indeed lives up to its title. It's a reunion, having all those great people who have left the band over the years, Karen Casey, John Doyle, and the rest. And, that's actually the second time they've recorded that song of yours, right?
Yeah, it was on their last studio album, Waiting for an Echo, and then it's the only song that's sung by their new guitar player, Eamon,
mm-hmm.
who, and so then when they did the live show,
they had to give him a spot. Right.
That was the tune.
Nice.
That's great.
And it's on the accompanying DVD as well, so hopefully that'll earn you some pocket change there, Case.
Yeah.
Way to go. And before that, we heard We Are the City from the as-yet-unreleased Brooklyn Bridge LP. And we have Casey Neal and his longtime accompanist, Hans Araki, in the studio today. And perhaps they'll favor us with another tune.
Absolutely.
charcoal gray sky, rainy streets, dirty town, crying all the time, the tears of heaven falling down. And I love the twilight between the worlds as evening falls, draws us in. Darkness whispers to us all in the beautiful night, shimmering with neon lights in the beautiful night. Another innocent taking flight, the sound of music from a crowded bar, alcohol and wind, cigarettes and stars. Fourteenth and Main, crossing bells, a passing train. Sorrow we've known, all washed away in the pitiless rain. Your eyes are bright orange fire. Hold me close. I'm filled with wild desire in the beautiful night. Rude boy out looking for a fight in the beautiful night. Fists will fly, the sparks ignite, sound of music from a crowded bar, alcohol and wind, cigarettes and stars. Exiled on lover's leap, campfires burn on the beach. We leave the city's glow and head on out to signal reach. Down by the ocean, green and blue, wild and deep, I could hold you here forever, lying awake, watching you sleep in the beautiful night. I've never seen a prettier sight in the beautiful night. With your baby when you know it's right, sound of music from a steel guitar, nothing but wind, nothing but stars. In the beautiful night, we are made of water and electrolytes. In the beautiful night, you and I, orbiting satellites, orbiting satellites, you are at stars tonight, shine electric candlelight, light eclipse the moon tonight, orbiting satellites. Orbiting satellite.
Nice, beautiful night from Casey Neal and Hans Araki. And It's going to be a beautiful night tonight, isn't it, over at the Doug Fir?
It's going to be a beautiful night.
There you go. Prince covers not guaranteed. But
Pogues covers guaranteed, however.
Yeah, there you go. Sitting in with Casey Neal and the Norway Rats tonight is fellow Pogues tribute payer Jenny Conley from the Decemberists, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Louis Longmire on guitar, Ezra Holbrook on the drums, Adam East on the bass.
Of Geraldo Rivera live fame.
At large, yeah.
Yes, there you go, at large.
And Little Sue will be opening with an acoustic set, followed by Dan Jones and the Squids from Eugene, who are a fine regional band.
Yes, indeed.
Out there.
I'm kicking myself for not bringing my Dan Jones CDs down to the studio. But, yeah, what time does the show get started at the Doug Fir?
Doors are at 8, and the show is at 9, and it is extraordinarily reasonably priced.
Excellent.
And it sounds beautiful in there.
Yeah, and smoke-free for those of you with delicate respiratory systems. And we mentioned Casey moving to town, but welcome also to Hans, who's
Thank
moved to Portland for the first time ever, right? And you want to get a plug in for your steady gig? Are you doing that thing at Imbibe?
I'm at Imbibe on the 9th, the 23rd, and the 30th of July.
With Carrie Novotny, right? Yeah. Great. And what was that? What kind of flute was that you were just playing on that list?
It's an Irish flute.
All right. Well, thanks, boys, for being here and for playing.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And we're going to go out with a song from the new collaboration album by Elvis Costello and Alan Toussaint, The River in Reverse. This is an older Alan Toussaint composition. Who's going to help Brother get further? They did a fine show up in Vancouver this past Monday night. They went up the West Coast but passed us by this time. So I'm glad I got up there to see that show. Thanks for listening. The Song Circle will be back the last Thursday in July. In the meantime, do stay tuned for Indian World. And next week, tune in for this Dharma Wheel with Robin Shanti.